You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tyson Suka asks, normally crowd the matzah shel tevel, take play devil a mitzvah. What do you do, Pasik? The matzah shel tevel is not good. It's a mitzvah babavei. That's Tyson's kash. In fact, the Shagasaye, what do you mean? Let's say you only have matzah tevel. He said, Esa decholoisa set. Another kasha, Tyson Kedushin, that when they went into Eretz Yisrael, everything was chadish, hakol hoya chadish avi, and they didn't eat matzah. So Fektosis, the Yishami, why don't you say Esa Decholoise? So Makna asks, what do you mean? Since everything, I see what he meant. I write hoya with a scissor, so he thought it's, okay, hoya, Chodesh, Vim Kain, heavy psul matzah. It's not good matzah. Mashach to say, Esadei Choloys to say. And the last kasha, Tam HaMelech says that Chodesh is not matzah ha-necheles l'kol shiva. The Gemara says that, what? No. That's the thing. The Gemara says that you can't use lach meitoida. That since the din is that you can't use matzah of a carbon because matzah of a carbon is only for that since it could only be eaten one day and one night, so it's not matzah necheles. It says shiva siyam etochel matzah. It's matzah necheles shiva. So over here the chadash is not eaten for 7 days because you can't eat it the first day and the second night. So some want to tie it. Yeah, but you could eat it 7 days at some point, because the first night you could eat it and the second day you could eat it during the day. All right. So let's start. Then we mentioned the Tosfos says, what is it that you can't eat on Erev Pesach, Achar, Amincha? Tosfos says, chametz you can't eat anyway, right? The way we pass it. Matzah you can't eat because Yishami says you're not supposed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. So what's the thing that us to eat from the late afternoon, the later part of the noon? Let's call it 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock probably, our time. So Taisa says matzah ashira, right? Matzah ashira, because it's achametz, and it's also not matzah, because it doesn't taste like matzah, because it doesn't taste like matzah. In fact, Marsha has a shayla, can you eat matzahs that were made not lishma? Like packaged matzahs that we do eat during the year. The pashas are not chametz, but they weren't made lishma. So Marsha has a tzad to say, maybe you're allowed to eat it because it's not matzah kibyotza. Or on the other hand, it tastes like matzah. Maybe only matzah shir because it's a different taste. Okay. Taisa says, v'chein ho yunayig rabbeinu tam, that we eat matzah shira. Rishayim say means for shal shudas. This year shal shudas, what are you supposed to do with shal shudas? So the Yishenim bring them, and that's out of Mechaber Paskins. And again, we're all Ashkenazim here, so we don't eat matzah shir. We'll see that later. But Akoponim, Mechaber, they say so Paskins, and the Sfardim do that. They eat Shal Shudas before 3-4 o'clock, made out of matzah shir. Okay? Okay, now, let's talk a little about matzah shir. Matzah shir, Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says the Gemara says that you can't eat matzah shira doesn't become chametz. It can't become chametz. It doesn't rise. Tosfos asks from certain Gemaras, it's matzah it does. So Tosfos says there's a big difference. Matzah ashira without any water, it's pure fruit juice. Today it's made with grape juice, I believe, right? It used to be made with apple juice.
It says on the boxes grape juice, and they did the world a big favor, and they wrote on the boxes Bechosim and Zaymus. So now everyone is going to be
go crazy.
What do you do with it now?
What do you mean? Why?
Because
if they use it for Shabbos,
use for Shabbos, so I'm supposed to wash on it.
Yeah, so if you eat,
you have to eat a lot.
So they should have written how much you have to eat.
They didn't do that.
Years ago, they used to have it made with apple juice. Apples that.
So now they use grape juice.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, but Rav Feivel, Alav Hashalom, had a taina that he said the apple juice, what they do, how they make apple juice is, they run the apples through a machine to steam them so they shouldn't be dirty. And there's always wetness on it because if you put something in steam. So, and then they make it into apple juice. He said there's water in it. He was very...
Maybe that's why he used grape juice.
That's what I think. I don't know how grape juice is made, but do they clean the grapes? I hope. Your old mashkiah, green,
yeah.
He used to tie the grapes have bugs in it. A lot of grapes have...
Has to be washed.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, we'll deal with that later. We'll have Chaim give a share on it. But I could find it. Our kopanim is like this.
I'm going to lie.
So Tysus asks Astira. So Tysus says, no, if there's a little water in it, then that water makes it become chametz, but not full chametz. It's what's called chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha doesn't have karis on it, but it's chametz. Okay? But if it doesn't have water in it, then it'll never become chametz, but, right? And so therefore, Pasha Pshat is that it's not good for matzah because it can't become chametz. So what about if it has water, could become chametz? Ain't a chanami. It should be good chametz, but there's another problem with matzah shira, and that's lechem oini. It has to be lechem oni, the Gemara says. Right? That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says you can't eat it because of lechem oni. So that's what Tysus goes through. I don't think I printed it yet, no. Maybe we'll do it next week. Next week, by the way, is Rosh Chodesh, so we'll really start late. I'll try. I'll skip. I don't know. That's the problem with the Bachrim. All right, we'll see. Is there a holiday next week, man? Nothing. All right. But a koponim, so Tysus says that if it has no water, right, then it can't even become chametz. It can't become chametz. It's like rice. Rice is not good for matzahs because it can't become chametz. Masha en kein, if it has water in it, it could become chametz. But the other chasaron is lechem oini. It's written ayin nun yud, and Chazal darshan it lechem oni. It has to be poor man's bread, and a poor man doesn't have fruit juice. Okay, that's basically it. So everybody understands. In other words, there's two types of matzah shira. That's what Tosfos goes through. Lamed heyom abeis. There's matzah shira that's made with water. Again, we're not going to halacha that Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira at all, except people who are sick or old, whatever it is. Obviously, it's mutter because we allow it for sick people. It's not b'kuach nefesh. And then there's matzah shira, like the way they make it, where there's no water in it at all. Then it's lechem, then it's not bali de chimutz. Okay, so now we come to Rambam. Let's start from over here. Rambam. Hilchus chametz matzah perek vav. You see it? Asu chachamim, lechol matzah, what is it? Be'er of Pesach. Kidei, shiyeh heker lachilosoi be'erev. Right? The Rambam doesn't say take away your taste. It should differentiate. You know, if you're eating matzah erev Pesach, then it's not a big deal. You have to come, that there should be a hecker, you're doing it for the mitzvah. Okay. Umisha ocha matzah be'er Pesach, makan oisa makas madas, should say it's enough, like the Rishami says. V'chein osa lecho erev Pesach mekoidim ha-mincha kemat, kidei shiikonas lecho ilos matzah betaiva. Okay, now that was Tosfos' kasha. What can't you eat? So what did Tosfos answer? Matzah shira. Aval oichel ma'at peiris o yirakas v'lo yimala kreisuvet. So Rambam adds in words that we don't find in the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't eat after mincha, but you could eat mine tagima, fish, meat, fruits and vegetables. The Rambam says, yeah, true, you can eat it, v'lo yimale kreisuben, but don't overdo it. Okay, that means everybody has to know what gets, you know, has to know his constitution, basically. Zok de gra, avolo yimale, v'tzaloyimah. Zesh amur, that Gemara says, matvil. In other words, it says matvil. Matvil means to pour. So he says, why don't you say oichel? Why don't you say, because their derech, so Rishayim said their derech was like we do, you know, put into ketchup, put into condiments, right? And we do the same thing. So he says, no, because when does it, eat French fries or whatever it is, You're eating it as a snack. You're not eating it. Matvil means you're just tasting it. So he says, when the Gemara says matvil means davar mu'at, that's why the Rambam says ma'at peiris. V'chein mashma rif, that's what it is. V'ratza loyma, you hear? V'ratza letaritz, b'zeh kushis atayis v'es. The tais is kash. Tais is akasha. What can't you eat in the afternoon? Right? Tais is, what can't you eat after 3 o'clock? Peiris, yirokas, basa, dogam, you're allowed to eat. Chametz, you can't eat from 10 o'clock. Chametz, matzah, you can't eat from the morning. So what is he can't eat? Matzah shita. You can eat matzah shita till 3, not after that. He says, no, the Rambam's answering this kasha. Tais is akasha, what can't you eat? You can't eat a lot of vegetables. You can't eat a lot of meat. You can't eat a lot of potatoes. Okay. Oh, so Memela, it says...
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yeah. Mitzvah kushas atoysis. Vizeh loshon Rambam bepirushin, the Mishnayis. Vizeh shemanu aysanu meachila. That stopped us from eating. Eino achilas lechem levadoi. Ki ein bishus lecho lechem boishay. You can't eat anyway. V'asalano lechol matzah. Taisus kasha. B'yom yudalit. Ad sheyachlu b'shasa mitzah. Avamenu lechol harbe mishar macholim. That's how he's answering that. That means he did not answer matzah shira. Okay, he didn't talk about matzah shira. He said, okay, the Rambam didn't answer matzah shira, but maybe he would allow that too. Comes another goyin, and he says like this. Over here, the goyin's going on the Ramah that says we don't eat matzah shira. Now, why we don't eat, we'll leave right now why we don't eat matzah shira. He's going into Shalosh Shudas. The next grunt, Tov Mem Dal. The machloikas apoiskim, there's a bepoiskim, im dafka bepas or mineta gima. When you eat Shalosh Shudas, do you have to eat dafka bread or can you eat fruits and vegetables? And sometimes we do that. For instance, a lot of times Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov, like this year. Right, but I'm talking about a regular. Sometimes you have a 2-day Yom Tov, right? You have a 2-day Yom Tov. First day is Shabbos. Now you got to eat Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos. So what do people do? So to eat Shalosh, and it's a short Rosh Hashanah, right? By the time you finish the meal, it's already 3, 4, 5 o'clock. What are you going to now wait and eat Shalosh Shudas? So the din is could be you're allowed. It could be a Mishnah Berurah's mekel shtickle, but it's very hard to eat then. So we make a lot of people eat fruits and vegetables just to be yaitz shal shits. Okay, so he says, but that's a machloikis, right? So he says, v'chiyu kedas ayim and dafka pas. We pass, and you should make shal shits like we do with pas. Ava b'makom di'ef show where it's very hard. Yesh lismoich. On the ones that cheat us that say that you can eat peiris. Kamosha kosav, simen reish tzadakav, hilchas Shabbos. Vay mashkasav nisham. Vezeh yachol asa fila achashasius. That he could eat, fruits and vegetables he could eat in the afternoon. So you can have shashudas in the afternoon. Dalaka taisis, why? Dachachas taisis ho raya, that you can eat matzah shira, muta bev pesa, because they're akasha, what else can't you eat? What does it mean you can't eat? What is it? Chametz anyway can't eat. Matzah anyway can't eat. Peiris and everything. Mina tagima you're allowed to eat. So Taisi it's in matzah shir. He says according to Rambam, there's no riot you could eat matzah shira. Right? Because according to Rambam, the Rambam answered like the other Gra said that he answered the kasha. What can't you eat? It means you can't eat a lot. But you, right? Ein shom Taisis yet so far. Avraham Rambam pirsham. The Yaakov Ishadvam is going on vegetables, another thing. The Bachila Asabahan, too much, like he says, Tafayin Aleph, which is the first Gra, right? Ma'at, only Ma'at, Ukosham Usham. Ulachain ein noigen gamkein matzim avushelis. So you don't eat matzah brai, I don't know what you call it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chaim, is that matzah brai? Okay. Okay, matzim avushelis. Vechain hu bezoya. Parshas Emor, the Suda Zu Nitchas Mekol Kol. It's not possible to be Yoytze Shal Shudas this year, according to the Zoya. Because the Zoya holds you have to eat bread. Right? Interesting. Somebody asked me, Shimon Bar Yochai was always learning, right? Tosfos says he didn't have to daven, and yet he always ate Shal Shudas, it seems. Shal Shudas he ate. Right? It's a mitzvah to eat Shal Shudas. So Memela, that year, what did he do? He said Torah. And that's where the Veltgat said, oh, you can be Yotze Shal Shudas with Torah. It doesn't say that anywhere. It says this Shabbos, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, Shimon Bar Yochai used to say Torah, but he says they didn't. He didn't have Shal Shudas. This Shmamina de ain't takana ledov as a klal. If he didn't wanted to eat matzah shira, like the Teretz says, you can't eat matzah shira. Not like Tosis. Ukesvara de ain't yoytzen sudel gimel. V'ef shaklan, you can't eat that. V'ay masher maganavam. He brings a Mordechai kolbo, like many people do. They split the morning suda. They get up very early. Do you remember Harold?
Which one?
Harold, the guy who used to clean here.
Yeah.
You remember, we died here. Remember, right. Purim. Right. So he came, and his when he had his levaya, you weren't here yet. No, they wrote. We went to the funeral parlor. We had to go out because he worked there. They wrote he died in his beloved Shayosha. Something happened, and they're afraid to go to doctors, right? And he went upstairs to the room there, just laid down, and that was it. They looked for him for a day. Nobody knew who he was. So anyway, the Erev Pesach Chal Yos Shabbos was one of his a year before he was Nifta. So he came, like, we davened, I think, 5:30 in the morning, very early. The next week, I see him's waiting for me. It was 8:30, next Shabbos, on the Yom Tov. So he said, what happened? I said, what do you mean? I thought they changed the time to 5:30 in the morning. He was waiting 3 hours. One time, I was speaking by the Kiddush, so I said, I gave him a shout-out. I said, what are you going to wear, those pants like Harold? He was so proud of himself. They gave him a shout-out. Anyway, so... many people.
Where did Shimon Bar Yochai have matzah from? In the cave, only had proven. Shimon Bar Yochai had matzah at all.
He didn't eat matzah. He didn't eat matzah shira.
Ever? Where did he get matzah from? Even he was in the cave. Only had his proven.
Maybe it's talk about we wasn't in the cave. Okay. First of all, how do you know he didn't eat matzah?
That's my question. I don't know.
I don't know either. I wasn't there. Nobody. I imagine he did. What?
He got it from Bingo.
What? What? The birds brought it to him. They used to send messages in Zoya. If you look up, the Zoya's there. It says they used to send messages with birds to him. So they sent a package of matzahs. Okay, that's not so schwer. Question is, why didn't he eat? Why wrong with eating matzah shira? So because of that, you see that the Magen Avraham, take a look at the next Magen Avraham. Mekom Mokom Ba Meshachas Yavsik Suda L'Shnayim. You should break the Suda into two. The Yeshrem and the Yetzim. We'll talk about that another time. It's not for now. Okay, now, look at Tosfos. V'chem Pirsha Ben Tam, the Tosfos Psachim. This is a kitz of a big Tosfos. The Ein Machmitzin Kol Iker. Without water, it doesn't become chametz at all. Ida Gemara says that if you make matzah shira, burn it right away, according to one man d'ama. Usually, chametz takes 18 minutes, right? Why 18 minutes? No.
Why?
Huh?
Why 18 minutes?
Yeah, why 18 minutes? Huh? Anybody know?
Mil,
exactly, because it says a shir mil, and mil is 18 minutes. If you hold like the grud in the mill is 15 minutes, it's less, right? We have certain halachas in Gemara, in Shas, in Shulchan Aruch. You have to kasha meat. B'dievet, you kasha meat for mill. 18 minutes. We do more than that, but it says b'dievet. So 18 minutes. That's what's called 18 minutes. You know the story of the Satmar Rav. When they first started moving to Borough Park, so Yid came over to Satmar Rav, the Bialish. He says he's moving to Borough Park. Then Borough Park was not, you know, Borough Park now. So how do you do that? I said, Rebbe, it's only 18 minutes away. He says, yeah, Kashir Chumetz. He says, Kashir Chumetz. Right? Gee, I didn't mean anything personal. Grew up in Borough Park. What?
You lived there then.
I know. So anyway, you're here. So The Tosis, when you put in a little water to make peiris, takes much quicker. So Amandama holds, don't use it or burn it. Okay, we don't paskin that way, meaning the machaber. Again, we're not talking about us Ashkenazim that we're machmeh for different reasons. V'hadama ain't ben karis, avalav ispe. There is a lav. That's what's called chametz nuksha. I remember many years ago we asked Rav Bikal of a shalom, what's chametz nuksha? He says, sponge cake. That's chametz nuksha. Sponge cake. It's what they call it, retarded spoilage. Is that what it is? It doesn't become totally chametz. That's what I remember him saying. It's sponge cake.
Rabbi.
What?
Rabbi Stein once that we were talking about. He says, I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
He asked.
David.
He says, I don't know.
Yeah, but Bick.
Exactly.
I remember we asked for Bick. Stein was there too. He said, like sponge cake.
Yeah, but he really didn't define what it is.
Yeah, he didn't define. But whatever it is, it becomes chametz very quickly. Okay, so now let's take a look at this next Rambam. V'chein pas soilus nekiya b'yoysa. You're allowed to eat it. It's not chmatz ashira. Okay, meaning what? V'yoysa b'zeh. Bo yedei chovos pesach. V'ein oimim b'ein lech moim. Now look at the Rambam's lashon. Ram says pas nekiya, very clean. I don't know what that means. What do they call it? They bleached flour or something.
Refined.
Okay. What?
Refined.
I think it's bleached, very bleached. So he says you would think it's like matzah shira. No, but what would be? Don't say it's mutta. What do you mean it's mutta? Mutta is not the shalama. Shalama is are you?
Yotzi. Are you yotzi?
Are you yotzi? Exactly. Why does the Rambam use a lashon hareze mutta? So look at the Magen Avraham here. It brings the Maral. Maral wrote a Sefer Gevuras Hashem on Pesach. In Perek Mem Ches, he goes into Halacha. There you see the Maral was also the God Lador in learning, not just Machshava. Matzah Shira, Pirish, the Magen Avraham says, Shiniloisha b'mei peris levad. Only mei peris. It can't be yoitza. Aval nilosh b'mei peris imayim. Right? So now we said, if it's with mayim, it's not lechemayni, right? So you're not yoitz either. Yoitz, you have it? The last line. Again, let's just go over to Tosfos. Tosfos says, if it's made without any water, then it's not bolidei chimutz. It can become chametz. And if it's with water, then it's not lechemayni, because it's rich meat.
Juice.
It's not made with any water. With water, I mean water with juice, right?
It's not lechemoyni because of the juice shibboleth.
Yeah, lechemoyni is because of the right because of juice shibboleth. Because a poor man doesn't put juice, can't afford juice. So look at the Magen Avraham quotes. Avon niloy shibamein peiris amayim yoytsim bo b'shas atchak. Varaya, we'll talk about the right from Menachos. Menachos. We know when it comes to Karban Mincha, a mincha has to be matzah, except two exceptions, lachmei toida, some of them, and soita. But otherwise, the what? Otherwise, it's matzahs. They were made with oil. Oil is meperis. And yet, it's called matzahs. Sort of, im kain, osu lo'oichlo be'erv pesach, maral ubach. Both the Bach and Magen Avraham quote maral, and in those days, Maral Sefer was not that well known. It was not spread. And people didn't know what he meant. What do you mean, you're yoytzer? Tosfos says, you're not yoytzer. So look at the Maral. He brings over the rest. I didn't really tell him to do this. Okay. So basically, it's like this. Kitzur, look at where it says Maral. Gevuras Hashem. Maral. Tosfos says, you can eat matzah shira erev Pesach except in the afternoon, because you're taking away your appetite. But it's not called matzah. Yesh adakter gezeh, kiven deksiv be'erev toichlu matzis, u'matzah ashira matzi. It's still called matzah. Shere kolam menachas bo's matzahs. Menachas are made matzah. Vayan eloishas, they used to be kneaded with a K. B'shemen, v'im kein hecha she'ein loy, therefore, it's called matzahs. Hecha she'ein loy rak matzah shira. Let's say a person only has it. V'lo yuchal akayim mitzvahs lechamayini, because he doesn't have. Lama lo yikayim mitzvahs matzah lechol apachas? Yeah. U'lefi zeh, afilu matzah shira asa lechol. Ay, hodaktani lo yechum, then he goes weiter. He basically says like this. That Tosfos says that you could eat matzah shira erev Pesach is matzah shira without any water. Because then it can't become chametz. Okay? It can't become chametz. But matzah shira with water, since it could become chametz, it's matzah, like menachas, but it's not lechem oini. So Maral says, there's two mitzvahs here. Be'erev toichlu matzahs means eat matzahs. So when a yid eats matzah, which is matzah shira, he ate matzahs. You can't deny it. But he wasn't yaitzah lechem ayini. That's a separate pasuk. There's different psukim. I know the Maral is saying is that you have a mitzvah. Well,
Kaparainis at least.
Oh, so what does it mean? How do you, Poshup shot, the Welt understood, that what it means is there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzahs, and there's a mitzvah called lechem oini, right? So when the Magen Avraham says b'di'avad, he means like this, that if all you have is matzah shira, eat matzah shira, you should get the mitzvah of matzahs. But you want yoitza lechem oini. But the Welt understands, that means according to this, let's say a person eats matzah shira, he's yoitza be'erev toichlu matzahs, because he didn't have lechem oini, and all of a sudden somebody walks in with, remember the Altas Kalena Rebbe? He said, Altas Kalena Rebbe in Romania used to get matzah. I remember they used to collect for him to send it, they had a ways of getting it behind the Iron Curtain. And they when he gave it out, he rationed 3 matzahs to each family, that's it. So there was one of the visits of Rebbe's there. I don't remember. You know, like not the visits of Rebbe. And the visits of Rebbe came to him. He says, I'm sorry, I want 6. You know the story? I want 6. I need for both nights. And he kept on. And Rebbe didn't know what to say. So the Skalena Rebbe gave him 6. The night of Pesach, the visits of Rebbe walked into the Skalena Rebbe's house with 3. He knew that the Skalena Rebbe from himself would not. He made sure all the yidden, and he didn't have any left from himself. He knew that would happen. And then he made sure that he would get. He was afraid he'd give out his matzahs. People say, I have a big family, I did this, you know. Not only because of the 3 extra that the visits it took. Anyway, so the Welt learns this Maral that lets all of a sudden, right, the visits of Rebbe walks in, here's some real matzahs. What do you do then? What would you say to do?
Go wash,
okay. Even if you're in the middle of the wash, right? You eat it. Why?
Because you
were Mekayim matzahs, but not lechol. So comes along me, and I want to say not that way.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.